Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Welcome, Reverend Stephen Smith.
Hey! I am going to give you a little bit of a case from Flat Stanley. You know Flat Stanley, right? You know, he's that little flat thing when you were in school and you'd roll him up and send him places and all that. And God wants us to move from being a Flat Stanley to a stand up, woo, like they have on those car lots, you know? But a little something from Flat Stanley. About a week ago, we had to go down to Georgia to get mom's house back for her because we had somebody in there who needed to go. And so now, we had been down there before and we had had some issues and the guy was really upset. He was really upset at me, you know, and so we're going to have to go down there and put him out. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, this is where it is. Now, I don't know if you ever get into this, but I had the thought when we go to the door to get him out, he's going to shoot me in the face. I mean, I had that thought right here. He's going to have a shotgun. He's going to shoot me in the face. And I thought, well, how can I get out of this? I thought, well, maybe I'll send Henry Ann to the door. And, I was kind of going after my great-great-great-great-grandfather, you know, Adam. He's going to kick Eve under the bus, so maybe. And then I thought, no, that's not quite right. Well, then maybe you can throw Grandma under the bus. Maybe have her. No. And so now my thing was, I'm going to get out here and I'm going to con God. No, don't look at me like that. All of y'all have been out there trying to con God, you know? And so I'm out here praying and trying to get him to tell me, well, Steve, you're a holy man. He's not going to shoot you in the face. And I was working it, man. I was working hard at it. And you know what I got from God? Yeah, well, you know, he may shoot you in the face, but I'll be there with you. I'm saying, what? I mean, God, you ain't supposed to be saying stuff like that. He said, yeah, well, Steve, you know, if he shoots you in the face, I'll be right there. And I'm kind of saying, yeah, well, thanks a lot. You know, and then it hit me. That's what I needed. I didn't need a guarantee that he wasn't going to shoot me in the face. I needed a guarantee that God was going to be with me. Now, isn't that the guarantee that you need in your life?
Yes.
See, you don't need no more money. Well, some of you think, yeah, I need a lot more money. No, that's not what you need. It's not what you need, this or that or that. You need to know he will never leave you nor forsake you. See, now that's what you need. See, God gives us what we need, not always what we want. Because a lot of times what we want just won't meet the need. You need to have that relationship inside with God. You need to come to know him on an intimate, personal, deep relation. Our brother this morning, he was sharing, and I came in and I said, yeah, he got it. He has met with God. He has seen the face of God, and he was declaring the glory of God. So now that's what we need. That's what he's calling us to. You know, I don't even know, I'm going to get to my message. You know, see, a lot of times we think that, you know, we talk about, are you in the spirit or are you in the flesh? Oh, don't be in the flesh. You know one thing God told me? He said that ain't important, whether you're in the spirit or in the flesh. Question is, are you in me? When you're in the spirit, are you in me? And when you're in your flesh, are you in me? Meaning, when you're cooking your dinner, are you in me? When you're changing that diaper, are you in me? That's the flesh. That's every day. And that's the question. Are you in me here and now? See, we can't always try to think that you're sitting off on some cloud nine somewhere and the glory is just a flowing. Nine times out of ten, you're cleaning the toilet. And I mean, come on, that's reality. I mean, once in a while, I get the glory. I was sitting over there, and the glory hit me. I thought I was going to die. I'm sitting there, oh. Like Fred Sanford said, oh, I'm getting ready to come meet you, Lord. I'm fine. I was feeling a little weird over there. And the Lord just said, well, that's just me. I'm saying, well, I kind of want you to go away. but he said, no, that's just me. And I'm fine now. I ain't going to fall over. I hope I don't fall over. But see, that's where we are. That's what we need. I had realized he wants us to start to grow up and understand. See, I am a great fan of quantum physics. You know, it's interesting why I am a fan of quantum physics, because basically, I don't know nothing. See, I'm as ignorant as a turnip. I am not lying. I am ignorant. But I thank God for being ignorant. Because when you're ignorant, you can learn something. But when you know everything, that's one thing my mama used to tell me. Can't tell you nothing because you know everything. Got to ask you something. Because you know everything. You just know it, you know. But when you're ignorant, you don't know nothing. So you have to come and ask. Like, Lord, see. Now, it's a thing of perspective. When I was a kid, I used to investigate things. They said I tore up everything. Well, that's true. I'd take it apart. And, you know, I wouldn't just take it apart at one level. I'd take it all the way apart. I get it down to, I unwound everything, just spread it all out there. Now, I don't know, I never knew how to put it back together, you know, but I sure knew how to take it apart. But when you learn how to take things apart, you learn something. See, now, basically, that's what quantum physics is about. You're bringing everything down to its most smallest elemental part. And the Lord started to teach me of moving from quantum physics to quantum faith, where you take it and you break it down to the smallest part. And you say, oh, Steve, oh, no, that ain't true. Oh, no, no, Jesus did it. Jesus did it. He was a quantum faith man. Because we always ran around saying, oh, look at his miracles. Look at what he's done. All of that kind of stuff. And kind of scratching our head and saying, well, how did he do that? You know what the answer is? Quantum faith. Very basic and very simple. He says, I only do what I see my daddy do. I only say what I hear my daddy say. Quantum faith. Is that complicated? No. One of the easiest things in the world. This time I brought my handkerchief. Now, another person I saw do that was Balaam. Now, that old prophet guy, Balaam, he wasn't really a big godly man, was he? But you know, I read what they said when Balak came to him, and Balak said, and his guy said, we're going to go to him because everything he prays comes to pass. And he wasn't even a super godly guy. But you know what the key was? He would only do and say what God says. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has God said, and will not he do it? Or has God spoken, and will not he bring it to pass? Now, you know what? If I just get behind him, I'll never lose. If I say what he says, I will never lose. It will always happen. And people will think I'm smart. You just say what he says. You just hear what he's saying and just do it. See, that's the key. Quantum faith. Quantum faith. You break it down to this most elementary thing, God. You know, we're talking about, they talk about black holes in space, and everything is being pulled into that black hole. And it's called the singularity. Everything is pulled into one point. And they call it a black hole, but I call it a light hole. Because everything comes to this one place, this one point, God, Jesus, and he is Lord. Everything coming down to that one particular point, and nothing can escape that. Nothing can escape that. And so why should I wander around way out here? And see, the thing is, there it's called an event horizon, where that black hole is. You move one place past that event horizon, and you're sucked in. See, my thing is, let's quit circling around that event horizon, trying to get away from God. Let's go jump into the middle of God. Let's get away from that event horizon. Go right in there to the singularity, to be one with God. Have no one else, no other gods before him. Have nothing else. Am I getting into your business? Yes, I am. I'm going to keep getting into your business. Time is short. We don't have a lot of time to be messing around. It is very, very short. But at the same time, the glory of God is everywhere. Man, I can get into that glory, and man, it will illuminate everything. See, at that singularity, there's absolute brightness. There's absolute clarity. One of the courses that we offer here is hearing the voice of God. And if you haven't taken it, I would encourage you, when we offer it, take it. Because it will teach you how to hear his voice. We also have another course that we're doing is walking by the Spirit. See, now there's two things. You have to learn how to hear the voice of God. Then you're going to have to learn how to do the voice of God. Yeah. You know, one of your biggest problems is? Two of them. One, you don't hear God a lot of times. But the biggest one is that you don't do it. You know what? What used to get me a whipping every time? Because I said, my mama loved me. My daddy loved me. They whipped my butt. Yeah, they did. Yes, they did. Now, it may not be politically correct now, but they tear it up. And what got it tore up all the time was when I didn't do what they told me to do. Now, you think about it. When God has given you a spanking, what was it for? Because you didn't do what he told you to do. Now, when you didn't do it, now, it didn't save you. It got you a whipping, but it didn't save you. Because you know what? You still had to do it. Amen. Just because you didn't do it this time, it didn't give you a free pass. Got you a whipping. Didn't give you a free pass, though. You had to go back and do it. And no matter what you do, no matter what you say, you're going to have to do the word of God. You're going to have to. Sooner or later, you're going to have to do what God says. And you know what the thing is when we talk about Jesus? See, we make Jesus this nice little guy who's just moving around. No, no. Do you realize Jesus existed before he took human form? Jesus is the utterance of God. The utterance of God made flesh and wiggling. Moving. Now, when we talk about salvation, what is salvation? We think this salvation is him just dying on the cross. Well, that's true. But there's more than salvation than that. A lot more than salvation than that. It's Jesus is our salvation. Jesus being what? The Word of God made flesh, moving. That will bring salvation. It is the utterance of God's heart. They call you, they say, Christ Jesus. The word Christ is the anointed one, the appointed one. So there is an appointed word for you in your life. It's appointed for you. Don't say, your brother needs to do that. I got to take this word to my uncle. No, you got to take that word to you. God is saying something to you right here, right now, that you can't get away from. Now, the only question is are you going to do it? You know what? We think faith is the big issue. You know what? Faith is not a big issue. You know why? Because he says he has given to every man the measure of faith. He tells us that faith the size of a what? Mustard seed. He says that if you have faith, you will what? Say to this mountain. See, so faith is not the issue. Decision is the issue. Decision is the issue. See, the scripture says we were made in the likeness of God. We have his nature and his likeness. What is his likeness? The likeness is you can make choices. There's an image. The image is his spirit. His likeness is you can make decisions. Now, what did we lose? We lost the image. Scripture says he came to save what? That which was lost. What did you lose? You lost the image. You lost the heart to. You know what? A lot of times I want to be a scoundrel. I just won't do that. You know? You just I call it wanting to be a messy butt. And that's it, you just want to. See, we lose the heart for the thing of God. Not the ability to choose. You don't have the heart to it. I am overweight for one reason. Because I want it. See that roll right there? I want that roll. And that one over here, I want, maybe this back one over here, I could give it up. But the rest of that, I want that. That's your problem, Steve. The want to. And see, that's the thing that we are seeking God by that new birth to receive back into our lives. The heart of God. And we get the heart of God from making a decision. Now, what does the scripture say faith comes from? Faith comes from what?
Hearing.
It comes from what?
Hearing.
Hearing what?
Word.
The word or the utterance. Hearing the heart of God. See, my mama used to say, you hear me? Did you hear me, boy? I go, yeah, Mama. Because if I said no, the whipping came. It's the thing of being able to hear. See, the thing is, what we're looking at is that we first hear, then we perceive, then we agree, and then you act. You hear what God says by the Spirit. You perceive or gain an understanding by the Spirit. And then you say yay or nay. And then once you say yay, you what? You take a step. And when you do that, faith or assurance comes. See, really, most of the times I don't need faith. I just need to obey. Just, I like that Nike saying, just do it. How do we really grow in God? You hear what he says. Quit conferring with flesh and blood and get the job done at any cost. Three things. Quantum faith. Hear what he's got to say. Quit conferring with flesh and blood, because your flesh and blood will tell you you can't do it. I guarantee you. Either your flesh and blood or somebody else's flesh and blood will tell you you can't do it. I mean, when I was getting ready to go to college, even before I went to college, I was ignorant. If they could have, they'd have thrown me out of high school, but I wasn't bad enough, but, you know, because I sure didn't know a whole lot. And a group took me out to a college campus, and I said, Lord, Lord, yours is a whole nother world here. They feed you, and you just got to go and listen to somebody talk. Man, I can do that. You know, I remember coming back to my counselor, and I told her, well, I'm going to go to college. Bless her heart. She looked at me and said, Steve, you can't go to college. College is 4 years. Put her fingers in my face and told me, basically, boy, you too ignorant and stupid on top of that. To go to put her face. It's 4 years. Well, I said, but I'm going. You know, I graduated with better than B average. I mean, this is a guy who was supposed to be so dumb, he wasn't going to make it. On top of that, I was a philosophy major. Minored in economics and political science. Graduated better than with B average. See, flesh and blood will tell you you can't make it. The word of God will tell you you have already made it. That the word of God says it is a done deal. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has God said and will not he do it? Or has God spoken and will not he bring it to pass? The word of God and what it says about you, that's the final deal. It's the final deal. Now, I was telling you about that thing with going down to Georgia. Now, after I finally heard that word and just processed a little bit, peace came. We got down there, and the sheriff was there. He went in, came out and got us, brought us in, and asked the guy, I said, do you want these people to help you? He said, yeah. I can use all the help I could get. He was like a little whipped puppy. The guy who I thought was going to shoot me in the face, like a little whipped puppy. Then he finally went on down to Atlanta and found him a place. And now I'm thinking one thing, and now the thing is, if God had told me this one thing, oh, you'll be safe and you'll be whatever, I wouldn't have met him. I wouldn't have met God. I would have got something. But see, you don't need to get something. You need to meet him. You need to meet him, not stuff. You got enough stuff. They got them buildings out there. I call them stuffers. You rent this thing and you put all your stuff in it. When it don't fit there, you rent another one. And you just fill it with stuff. You don't need more stuff, people. You really don't. You really need just him. And he will give you whatever you need. And he'll give you more than enough. So now this old boy here has learned some things. Now I went through hell for I don't know how many days till I finally swallowed the pill and said, well, God's going to take care of me even if I lose my face. He's going to have to be looking at it anyway. Got down there and it all worked out. Now, come back. God gives me this other word. And here's the word he says. I have called you to preach from flow. I've called you to preach from flow. Now, if you've taken the course, you'll understand what flow is. Flow is where Jesus says, out of the innermost beings will what? Flow rivers of what? Living water. He says, you're going to preach from flow. Now, y'all saying, yeah, now, oh, yeah. You ain't up here. I mean, y'all can be all holy down there. Man, I was like, man. Now, he gave me that word, and then this man comes up and calls me. About the very next day, I'm saying, y'all is plotting. Y'all plotting against me. Now, I'm sitting up here having to figure out what this flow. So you know what I'm saying is? I said, now, I am going to use my quantum faith on this problem. I'm going to break it down to the smallest thing. And let it, now, this is what God said. Now, Lord, you said you're going to have me preach from flow. Thank you, Lord. Now, did I have any faith in that? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, I was thinking, God, you don't know what you're doing. And you're going to fool around, and we're both going to get embarrassed up there. See, because you know me. I ain't going to take it by myself. I'm going to point it out. God sent me here. So I'm up. Let's look here. I'm dead, you. I'll kick God under the bus. Yes, I will. I will tell on him. I will say, yeah, he told me. Yes, I will. I ain't ashamed. Yes, I will. But I started to say, well, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start to confess that because I do have the power of choice. I choose to believe that. Thank you, Lord. You said you were going to do that. And you're going to do that. And I got, matter of fact, the moment that I hung up with you, he started to give me a download. You know, you can talk about this. As a matter of fact, I even got the download right here. I got it all written up. 3-point sermon, all the things that he told me I was going to, all this kind of stuff. See, now he's sneaky. See, now he gave me all that. Now, you know, I ain't open this thing at all. I got 5 pages of notes. 5 pages of notes right here, and you use one of them. And it's about time to then use one of them. But have I been preaching from flow? Yes. But see, the thing is, I made the decision to follow that road of flow. What it is first, you quiet yourself down. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the Jesus, having him sitting at your right hand or whatever, or Jesus, the word, the utterance of God, right here. God, you said that. And you just sit there with that until it wiggles. And it'll say, oh, see, I call it wiggle. What else you want me to call it? It starts to move. That's a wiggle, ain't it? It becomes alive. It becomes a living thing. The word is a living thing. It wiggles. And you sit and you let it start to move in you, and then you write it down. You start to declare it. And so I said, I'm going to use that. I don't need to be ignorant all my life. I can start to learn a few things. And once you start to learn how to do it, I can take those principles and that principle and apply it to any and everything. Find out what God has to say about it. Quit conferring with flesh and blood and do it. Simple as that. Quantum faith. And then when you do that, the assurance comes. And God may wake you up early in the morning like he did me, 4 o'clock in the morning, and wanted to talk to me. And I'm laying in bed, and I said, can't you talk to me here? He said, no, you need to get up. I thought you was God. No, get up, boy. So I got up, and Wynton was going to sit in the chair. No, he wanted me to go out to I have a little trailer. Go out there. He said, no, go out there. And then for another hour or two, he's just giving me downloads of other stuff. Well, and you might say, well, what was that? None of your business. Now, matter of fact, all that time I was out there, none of that basically you got here. See, now here's a little principle. I will let you drink from my saucer, but you're not going to drink from my cup. You can drink from my saucer, the overflow. But the cup belongs to me. That cup, when he fills that cup, that's me and him. The overflow. Now, brother, when you taught this morning, they got from your cup. They got your overflow. Because there's a lot more that's in you that people will never know. Full. It overflows. See, God is not asking you to have people come up and sip out of your cup. But he does want them to be able to get your overflow. That you get so much in God that something happens. There will come a time in many of your lives, and this is going to be prophetic, that people will be able to come into your presence. And being in your presence, they will get healed. Whether it's spirit, soul, or body, just by being around you. Amen. See, by nature, I'm a hermit. You can give me a chair and stick me in a cave with no light, and I'll be just as happy as a clam. I don't need to see nobody. I really don't. Maybe a little night light. I don't like the dark, but, but other than that, I'd be fine. But God says, no, 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 no. You coming out, boy. You're going to get out there, and I'm going to fill you, and it's going to overflow. Yes. And I said, God, I don't want it to overflow. He said, I don't care what you want. You've been bought and paid for, boy. You are not your own. All right. And see, now from that place, people will touch you. They'll be wanting to be around you because your presence, just your presence, the glory of God will be flowing out of you. It will be touching them. You know, what about that the woman who came up behind Jesus, who had that issue of blood, and said, if I could but what? Touch the hem of his garment. And she just reached out and touched him, and the power just flowed through and healed. That's what he wants of you. That's the call he has called you to be so full that you can just speak a word or somebody could just touch you or just be around you in the glory. Will flow from you. See, he wants you to be and have, live in flow. Not just when you pray, but live in a state of flow where that spirit is constantly flowing from you. And a lot of you thinking, oh, Lord, how in the world is that going to happen? It's going to happen by his Spirit. Do you realize right now, if you are saved, you are wall-to-wall Holy Ghost? You are wall-to-wall Holy Ghost, and you just don't know it. It's like Bill Gates has given you a debit card. Yes, I said a debit card, not a credit card. See, credit cards, you got to pay it back. Debit card, you just get to spend it. But see, you don't realize you have God's debit card. You can do anything. You can become just like Jesus. You don't have to die to get there. You're already there. You just don't know it. You just don't know it. Man, me and Henry Ann had times we would. I like hunting. I like to go hunting. Can't shoot nothing, though. I remember once I went hunting with her father, and there was this rabbit. He got in this tree trunk, hollowed out. Now, you gotta realize, I got a 12-gauge shotgun with pellets, right? I put the barrel about that far from his head. I pulled the trigger and missed. I was wondering that the rabbit didn't go deaf or something. So I cocked it again and I shot again. And when we cleaned it, we found one pellet hit him in the head. Now that's how bad a shot am. So I gave up that kind of hunting. But now we go out to Walmart and other places and we go hunting. You know what we hunt for? Sick people. Boy, there's a lot of them out there too. You got people limping, you know. They got people, and you know, you go up and you say, well, let me just. I was at, Lowe's. Came up on this lady. She was kind of limping along. I said, oh, let me just pray for you. And I just stood back and I just say in the name and just pray. Because she's somebody, she's going to have surgery. And she also, she started doing that. What you do? What you do? Well, God just healed you and I just got up and walked away. Well, why didn't you give her? Why didn't you preach the gospel? I'm like, no, he ain't telling me to do that. Remember, you do what you're told to do? I was told just to do that. Now she got a problem. She got a problem. She just got healed. Now what are you going to do with it? You just met Jesus. Now what you going to do? See, that is what God is calling you to. He's calling you to that boldness. Now, did I get that way overnight? Absolutely not. I got that way after practicing. And you practice holiness. You practice it. You don't just hear it. You become a, as a matter of fact, he talks about faith without works or corresponding actions is what? It's dead. You have to have actions that correspond to what you're believing. Now, I can tell you, I can't guarantee you won't get your face shot off. But like God told me, I'll be with you.
Now you've heard from the Lord through Stephen. Is there anyone here that the Holy Spirit spoke to you about your relationship with Christ, about you really not knowing Jesus? Is anybody that heard the Spirit's voice saying, you need to meet him? Is there anyone here, just lift your hand, you need to meet him. You need to meet him. Does everybody know him? You want to know more of him? Stand to your feet. See, our stand today is our cry from our heart, because he's already touched ours. And now our heart is crying to know more of him. And not just to know him, but to follow him. We should all be not just children of God. We should all be followers of Jesus. A follower of Jesus will hear him and then will obey. And we have to unlearn a lot of things in order to be able to learn to do that. We have to say no to a lot of things in order to be able to say yes to Jesus. Because there's so many things like stuff. There's so many things crying and yelling for our attention. But Jesus' voice through the Spirit of God is just wooing us to spend time with him. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the message today. We thank you for the man of God that spoke the message today. And Lord, you spoke to our hearts in a way that was very tender, very open, very natural, but extremely spiritual. We receive that today. Let what we receive from the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the flow of God, let it saturate our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotion. That we would be able to bear fruit from this very message and be the people that follow you no matter what the opposition is. Thank you again for your presence. Thank you again for reminding us that we belong to you, we are in you, and you are in us. And when we take our next step, we will be people of obedience, people of God who are going to impact everyone that we're around. Let our consciousness be before us of this fact that we carry your presence. And your presence makes a difference in people's lives. So thank you again. We love you and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, don't forget to sign up if you want to help next Sunday with that 15-minute challenge. Make sure you go and sign the sheet. And it's going to be a great time. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful week.